This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, we are, and Ron Hughley is out. Ron, the show Hughley is out. Turks and Caicos, boy, I tell you what, between Ron and Tyler, they make me feel bad, man. They make me feel bad for not taking my damn wife on more vacations.
Hey.
I mean, I look over there, and I'm like, gosh dang, where is Tyler? He's out the country again. Where is Ron? He's out the country again. Hell, I don't, me and my wife ain't left the country since our damn honeymoon.
And you, stamping you, that passport,
I mean,
babe.
Good gosh, I mean, I can't even talk about my friends at work because my wife's like, well, damn, how come you don't treat me like that? But I tell you, Turks and Caicos, when Ron is out, my boy B. Scott is in. Yesterday we had Luke Morrow. Appreciate Luke Morrow in the building yesterday. And today it is B. Scott. B. Scott, it's always good to have you, my man. What's good?
Yeah, man, I'm feeling good. I have not been out of the country since May of last year. I went to Tulum for a wedding. But I don't think I've done it either, man. I'm right there with you.
I think I got married 4 years ago.
It's almost that. Oh, so you're talking about way longer then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's about that time. But even for me, man, I think for both of us, man, we need to reconsider that, stamping that passport, man, like y'all are doing.
Yeah, we got to make it happen. We got a good show lined up for you today, no doubt, as we do every day and all day on the drive, by the way, 6A to 6P. We're always locked in. And the Astros, they start a three-game set with the Baltimore Orioles tonight. Yep. Here in Daikin Park, right here in H-Town. And B. Scott, we got to dig into not necessarily this game. We have plenty of time to do that, but we got to dig into what the next – I looked it up, and I settled on the next 20 games. I mean, guys, for all the Astros fans out there, this is a real opportunity for the Astros to make a real move here in the standings. When you look at the Astros, we're 1.5 games up in the division. Is that right?
Yep.
Did Seattle?
Grant.
Seattle didn't play last night. Are they? You know, we watched
them
lose
lost,
yesterday.
Yeah.
We watched them lose yesterday. So that was at a half game.
Yeah, the Astros didn't.
So the Astros are a game and a half up in the division, and the Mariners have been playing absolutely lights out. The Astros have literally won three straight series. And somehow lost ground on the Mariners because they were on an absolute tear. And so, give tip to cap to the Mariners. They have played some really good baseball. The Astros, had a rough stretch there for a couple series and then had played pretty good. But the reality of it is, B. Scott, the Astros schedule lightens up a little bit over the next 20 games. And the Mariners schedule, I think... gets a little bit more difficult. When you look at what the Astros have, again, they start a three-game set with the Orioles tonight. Little weekend series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got Fromber on the bump tonight. I think it's Jason Alexander and then Christian Javier, if memory serves me right. That's your three starters in that order this weekend versus the O's. But if you look at the next 20 games for the Astros, They've got seven versus the Orioles, and the Orioles are bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
They ain't quite with the Rockies yet, but they're not having a good year. Those are very gettable games.
Yeah, they're actually a disaster because they had much higher expectations and have not met those, to say the least.
Right. So you can say it's even worse than their record because their expectations were to compete for a World Series, and here they sit, right?
Exactly.
And they've got seven versus the O's in the next 20. They got three versus the Colorado Rockies, which, Tyler, we are definitely betting the money line on those three games.
You ain't lying.
They've got four versus the Angels. And so that is, and when you look at this schedule, that's 14 of your next 20 games where you're going to be heavily favored. And then you got the Yanks and the Detroit Tigers. The Yanks are the Yanks. I'm not ever gonna doubt them. I know we like to poo-poo on them around here, but it is the Yanks. I think it's going to be a good series. And Detroit, obviously, in the middle of this Orioles series here, earlier in that 20-game stretch. But really, B. Scott, where I'm going with this is the Astros' schedule, I think, lightens up a little bit over the next 20, and the Mariners' schedule, they got the Mets, the Phillies, the Padres, the Guardians, the Rays. I mean, they've got a stretch here where they only get a couple of breaks in the next 20 games. So this should be a stretch here of ball games, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks worth of ball games, man, where the Astros should be able to extend this lead a little bit in the division, get a little bit of cushion here to finish that game, the season out.
Yeah, what you're saying is that this is an opportunity for them to separate themselves.
Absolutely.
Like, this is a prime opportunity to separate themselves. And you're looking at the next 20 games, and we can focus on that, as you just laid it out, who the opponents are. But really, the rest of the season, man, like, it is, if you look at it, and you can check this out on Tankathon.com, only three teams in all of Major League Baseball have an easier strength of schedule than the Astros. And none of them are in the Astros' way because they're all National League teams. So out of all the American League teams, they have the easiest remaining schedule based off of strength of opponent, right? So, I mean, I cannot stress enough how, like, this is reminded me of last year, how you get to the end of it and they're like winning the division there toward the end. Like, it's very reminiscent of that. I think it's one of those situations where you can't count the Astros out, because every time it seems like they're sliding, every time it seems like they're fading, they kind of remind you of who they are. Well, this is that time to actually do that. These next 20 games that you're talking about, really even starting with tonight with Framber Valdez on the mound, and you having issues with Framber Valdez starts as of late, of that not being like a sure thing as it used to be, or as it had been earlier in the season. If you're going to do the thing that you're talking about, it'd be really good to start with that tonight and obviously take advantage of these next 20 games. It is a huge stretch for them.
Yeah, look, what I think, B. Scott, is because if you take these two, I think they got 41, 42 games left. If you take it and split it in half, this is your chance to make a move, because you don't have the Mariners and you don't have the Rangers on your schedule in these 20. Now, on the backside of that, the final 20, 21 games of the season for the Astros, you've got the Mariners three times, and I think you got the Rangers six times.
Yeah.
And so if you want to go into those series with those two ball clubs, and you want to have the luxury of having a little bit of a lead there, not having a half game lead, or not being able to start the damn series and leading the division and end up, you know, second in the division. If you want to give yourself a chance to finish strong against some in-division opponents in head-to-head series, then this next 20 games is extremely important. And at the end of the day, I don't care who's healthy and who's not. Knock on wood. I take that back. Because I don't want anybody else to get hurt. But I'm talking about the guys that are right now are injured. You're still going to go into a boatload of these next 20 games and be in the favorite. And so they should be able to stretch this thing out. How far can they stretch the lead in the division over the next 20 games? And in that, how much cushion can they give themselves when they do have some head-to-heads with the Mariners and some head-to-heads with the Rangers? That's the question.
Let me ask y'all in the audience, how confident do y'all feel that they can actually do that? Because my confidence, if I'm being honest, is pretty high right now, even if they haven't necessarily, you know, like, they've been a little bit inconsistent. But just overall, like, the fact that they've been able to overcome all of these things throughout the year, like, they've had no name, sometimes minor league lineups there and have still been able to figure it out. And now they are starting to get whole. At least they're getting some of these guys back. Like, I actually feel pretty confident about these next 20 games as we talk about it. Like, well, I don't know where y'all feel, if y'all are nervous about it at all. But I feel good.
I'm not nervous about it at all, because I'm just a Astros man. get healthy and get in. I don't care how you do it. Right. And they would have to just completely fall apart the way the Mariners did last year. I guess they would have to completely fall apart to not at least be a wild card in the playoffs at this point in time. So I'm not concerned at all, but I agree with you. Your premise is less about the lead they have in wild card and more about, hey, how confident are you in this baseball team? And I just, like right now, Jason Alexander has had two back-to-back outings against really good baseball teams. I believe it was the Mariners and the Yankees. Is that correct,
Scott? I believe that's right.
And pitched really, really well. Right now, I don't know if he's going to be able to do that for in the playoffs. If he ends up having to, you know, I'm not saying this guy's going to be in the rotation in an important playoff series or anything.
Ideally, he's not.
But my point is if you're talking about confidence in this team right now, we got to talk about confidence in Jason Alexander. He's going to be a guy that's going to have to chew some innings over the next 40 games. How confident are you in it? Which, by the way, I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't strike me as a guy that the wheels are going to come off the way that some of the unproven guys do.
Well,
Christian Javier coming back from the injury.
Yeah.
I know it was a small sample size, but I feel what I watched, I feel pretty damn, probably feel too comfortable with, to be completely honest with you. I mean, that was too good, too quick to think that he's going to go out there and consistently give you that every time he starts. But I feel like it's possible.
Yeah, so the Alexander thing is cool because, like, when you talk about pressure and this being a pressure moment, these next 20 games, this little stretch here that he has to kind of make an impression, but hopefully he's not as much of a factor in the postseason. At every turn, Jeff Blum was making a really good point about this the last time the guy pitched. It's like, man, for the majority of his career, every outing is like an audition for his next one. And for the most part, obviously, he's not perfect because that wouldn't be his story. But for the most part, he answers the bell. He gives you a reason to say, you know what, I'll throw him out there again. I feel at least confident enough to throw him out there again. And they've had a number of guys like that throughout the season where it's like, you know what, in an ideal world, he's not playing, right? Because we got guys injured and we got guys trying to work their way back. But for right now, for this moment, I think this guy can pull it off until those guys that we actually believe in can get there. And so they got that.
The Astros, they
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The first pitch tonight, 7:10, right, Tyler? 7:10. Fromber.
I believe that is correct. Yes, sir.
Fromber Valdez tonight. Yeah, it is. I'm looking at it right now. Orioles come to town. 7:10, first pitch tonight. Fromber Valdez on the bump. Tomorrow, 6:10 p.m., first pitch. Alexander on the bump. And then Sunday, a little day baseball, 1:10 p.m., Christian Javier with his second start on the bump. We'll see if the Astros can't take care of some business here.
I do want to just say, since we opened the show with this, like, a message for the Astros, don't play with your food. Like, you see what you're saying about these 20 games and how important it is, how sorry these teams are. No disrespect, but that's the truth. And like I mentioned, really, there's some more games against the Angels after this. Like, I know you kind of laid out the imbalance of the 2020.
You finished with the Angels, I believe.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've got really overall these next 20 games, but really the last stretch of your season, whenever you're playing any of these teams, Do not play with your food. Go out there and handle business. These Fromber starts are another example. Don't waste Fromber starts. Yeah. Like, it's not like Fromber's, but he's had some moments where he are regrettable, but he's still Fromber. Don't waste those moments.
Yeah, the Hunter Brown and Fromber starts have to be starts where you to your point, you don't find a way to waste them. Since we're talking about the schedule, by the way, conversation here, the next 20 games are extremely important for the Astros. Real opportunity, 14 of the next 20 games are games they should be heavily favored in, and they should be able to extend this lead from a game and a half, maybe even back to where they were before, maybe not seven, but up into that four and a half range would be really, really nice before you hit them final 2021 games. Since we're talking the schedule, you are right, B. Scott. The Astros, for what it's worth, they do finish the season with a three-game set with the at the A's. Well, my eyes are getting bad. And a three-game set at the Angels. So let's see. Right? I thought I had mine. Look, this is how, I'm a rookie.
I'm gonna hand you my specs.
I'm a rookie eyeglass wearer. I brought the damn case, man. I didn't even bring my Lokes. But
oh, you got the case, no glasses.
Oh, hell, man. Yeah, case, no glasses.
I wish I could find my case. See, once you become a real glasses wearer, you ain't gonna know where the hell that case is. But you better have them glasses on your face.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.